Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Long time between drinks, but JT's weekend wrap is finally back. I think it's been a month or so. I've been too busy sauntering off around the country doing nothing. Finally got a chance to sit back and watch some rugby league this weekend. I was going to say good games, but they weren't. There was one good game at the end, but anyway, nonetheless, good Supercoach scoring as well all round. So I'm not here alone either. Leike, I've got you on the end, mate. How are you? Welcome to the pod.
Oh, thank you, Justin. Yeah, great to be on tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, I threw it out there. I said anyone who leaves us a kind enough review, a bit of banter, whatever it might be on the Apple reviews there would get a go on the Sunday wrap. So I've stuck to the word. So good to have you on, mate.
Thank you very much.
Did you watch much of the games this round? How did you find it? Obviously, all the talk is this whole sin binning and high tackle business. What's going on?
Yeah, it's interesting, the new rule change that Peter Volandis and the commissioner brought in, but speaking to a couple of close mates of mine over the weekend, they're in favour of it just due to the concussions and what can happen later in life, potentially with concussion and what the NFL have been witnessing and seeing. So, yeah, it's a big change to the game and it has a lot of people offside, but I think players' welfare and safety is paramount and yeah, I think it's a good thing moving forward. Mm.
Often we're a pretty short-sighted game, I think. We do a lot of knee-jerk reactions and that kind of thing. But I think the big litmus test for this whole crackdown is going to be Origin in just a couple of weeks. So whether or not we all always hear about all the intensity and just how high octane that sort of thing, that sort of environment is. So if the referees can hold firm and keep the sin bins coming, I guess we'll know it's here to stay. But no, well thought out. I think it's definitely a long term strategy by Volandis, and good to see them sort of doing something. You know, it'll piss people off, and it was frustrating as a Cowboys fan on Thursday night seeing two of our players in the bin at once. But don't tackle high, and you won't have a problem. But we'll leave that to the NRL 360s of the world, and I guess we're here to do the wrap. So we've got a rock a flop, a shocker of the week, the trade fail. Always love that one, and then we'll do a bit of news, some injuries, and obviously suspensions. That's the key talk coming out of round 11. And then the game by game. But I guess before we get into that, Leike, it's going to be confusing. We're going to call you Leike at least once tonight, I can guarantee it.
That's fine.
Leike, a bit about you, mate. So obviously you listen kindly enough to our podcast. How long have you been playing Supercoach for?
Justin, been playing it since 2014. For that period of time till basically 2020, our mates, we all create a private league and we just play against each other. So this year I decided to play for overall and just to see how I would go and do something very different. But I'm still in the league with the guys, but just more focused on overall.
Yeah, right. How are you tracking this year?
1,134 at the moment.
Not bad at all, mate. Almost top 1K.
Yeah, I'm nearly there. So I started round one at 39,000 position. So, yeah, I've worked my way up. So, yeah, hopefully our goal is to get into the top 1,000 and hopefully I can get there maybe this week and just hold on essentially. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, interesting. Highest ever finish, mate. Have you been top 1K before?
Never.
Never. Ooh, this could be the first time in almost 7 years. Wow.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Keep turning that volume down when Lakey and I talk, mate, because that's the only way you might get there, ignoring some of our strategies. Mate, favourite NRL player and team?
Favourite NRL player and team? Cowboy supporter.
Obviously.
Probably at the moment, like to, when Tommy Turbo's in full flight, I think he's probably the best player in the competition. But in saying that, Nathan Cleary's making a pretty big statement how good he is and, yeah, how he's sort of directing his Penrith team around and what he does individually is pretty impressive. So probably those two players are just excellent to watch. So
certainly some superstars out there. And actually, we had a side chat in one of the ones that I'm in, and we just talked about before, we could be one of the first seasons ever that we have multiple players averaging more than 100. As you said, Cleary and Tommy Turbo would be two of those up the list. Papenhuyzen, Fifita, like it's a game for massive scoring super coaches this day and age. Last question, Lakey, before we go into the all the usual stuff, what were you doing Friday night, and were the beers worth it missing out on doing your trades on time for?
Yeah, it was... Gave me a few headaches Friday evening and most of Saturday, but in the end, I decided to copper zero and play. Had to play for Fifita and get a AE with Spencer Lanier playing this afternoon. But I brought in Brandon Smith for Harry Grant, yep. And I got rid of Tessie New, who'd been sitting on the bench pretty much since he's been relegated to reserve grade, and brought in Nicho Hynes. So they both went for 100, so it wasn't too
bad. Absolutely killing it, mate. So there you go, the Friday beers pay off. And I was going to say, like, 7 years of doing Supercoach, I'm probably around the same. And if, you know, you haven't missed at least one per season, those Friday afternoon drinks that maybe go a little later than you thought and miss out on some trades, yeah, you're not Supercoaching right, that's for sure. All right. It's been a big, big week in Supercoach scoring. I've just had a bit of a look around. You did mention you might be good for the top 1K, so it sounds like you've had a good week. But just having a quick look around, some of those bigger scores are really pumping up some numbers here. It looks like around 1350 to 1400 might be par for the week. I guess a pretty good score if you've landed there or above. But, geez, this is well before updates as well. I think only three or four games have been updated. So luckily with a Tommy Turbo captaincy try right at the end, that's pushed me to about 1430. So winning 5 of 9 leagues. Lakey, how about you?
I play in two leagues, my mate's league or our mate's league. I'm coming second overall, third overall there. And nice. Has me after the last game, 1467.
Beautiful. Yeah. That should absolutely see your top 1K. Hopefully with a bit of luck on Monday updates, or Sunday night they are these days, that'll pump you right into the top 1K. Congrats, mate. Good to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's get into it. Rocker of the week. Well, it didn't look like it'd be a contest at all after the Sunday afternoon early game here, but Nathan Cleary, 176, I think it goes without saying, again, he is top of the class. So it was basically just a masterclass again. A lot of captaincy love from him, but yeah, he just looks a class above. And if anything, like, do you reckon he's almost just robbing a guy like Jerome Luai of points when he's in this kind of form? It's like kind of hurting his outside men there.
Yeah, definitely, especially in the last, like, today's game and last week's game in Magic Round. They don't seem to be going down Luai's side as much. So he just seems to be just wanting the ball, and why not give it to him? He scored 3 tries last week, and I think he scored 2 today. Is it 2 or 1?
Yeah, I think he got over for a couple.
Yeah, he's probably a standout at the moment for the Dally M, you would think.
Oh, run away unless he gets suspended or anything like that. But look at that, 10 goals, 4 try assists, 2 tries. Only conjecture might be that they give some of those to Jerome Luai. I know he was involved in some of the sweeping plays and that kind of thing, and even passed the last pass for one of them. So who knows what Monday updates could do. But for now, Nathan Cleary, I'd say almost undisputed, but maybe Tommy Turbo will have something to say about that. And on the other side of the coin, the flopper of the week.
Mwah.
Yeah, that that noise says Sam Walker. Geez, you had a shocker, mate. 13. And he looked every bit the 70 keg, what is he, 18-year-old halfback. So tough run for him. But, geez, it'd have to be against the bloody Broncos. 13 points, who saw that coming?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, he was bound to have a couple of shockers, Justin. I think he's probably playing a little bit injured as well. You know, a few weeks ago he hurt his ankle and, you know, he had his AC joint, which was hurt as well. So I don't think he may be fully fit. But, yeah, I sold him 2 weeks ago, so I'm glad I sort of justified that sell where everyone was thinking, oh, hold and make some more cash. Well, he went up and he went up enough in cash to warrant a sell. So
pretty big call. I mean, he did okay last week against us, obviously, but then, you know, this week he had 133 break even. He's 670 odd K in value. So, I mean, you've done well. Who did you trade him to?
Jerome Hughes.
Oh, there you go. Oh, a bit untimely, but yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah, that was good to hear that on Friday night as well, knowing that he wasn't playing. But anyway, Ballyaches has said in the press conference last night that he expects him to be right for, I think they play Thursday night or so, a 5-day turnaround. So hopefully, yeah, he gets named.
Shocker of the week. Couple of them here, and I couldn't split them. You got Matty Burton, obviously, in today's Penrith rampage, 124 points, hometown boy, good to see, three tries for him in Dubbo. And then you got Ruben Garrick, almost an unsung hero. He kicks goals and also gets fed the ball from Tommy Turbo. Spilled the ball a couple of times over the line, but that's fine, 126 points. So, geez, that's some big, big scores for some unsung heroes. Matt Burton, strength to strength. Is he a chance of a backflip? Poor old doggies.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got a good one there. I hope he doesn't backflip on his contract. Yeah, he just looks an absolute gun. So, yeah, hopefully he stays true and plays for the doggies because they need as much help as they can.
Trade fail of the week. Can you believe that people traded out Nathan Cleary this week after literally the highest ever score in Supercoach? People did it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
let's have a look at some of the trade-outs here. But you got RTS being one, shoved to the wing. It's still got 90, so that's not too bad. Brandon Smith, not too bad. As you said, 100 for you. Cody Nikorima, well, now we're getting into some interesting ones. Not great. Taumalolo. Geez, that would have stung early game in the round, and he got sin bin, so not ideal for him. Sam Walker, that will absolutely sting. So there's just like I don't know why he's what are you doing? What are people doing? He's got a negative break even. He's in the great, you know, the 11 straight now for Penrith, like ticking every box. Save the trade for Origin if you need to. But gee whiz, I cannot quite get my head around that one. Can you?
No, I can't fathom how you could. do that, and
I'd say the Friday night drinks might have gotten to some people there. That's very wild. All right, let's get into some injuries and suspension news. We're doing this pretty fresh off the Sunday game, literally, I think, 5 minutes after Tommy Turbo strolled over the line in the 80th. But the injury list is not that bad. So, obviously, the guys that were out this week are the of interest ones. So, you mentioned Jerome Hughes. He's likely to be back next week. Harry Grant and Ryan Pappenhausen won't, though. 3 to 4 weeks for Pappy, and Grant could still miss 4 more weeks, which I guess is not good news for owners of him and not good news for Queensland. But, the Storm don't look like they're missing a beat without those guys. Munster touch and go for Origin, I believe, as well. So, geez, they're doing it tough. But, I mean, if you've got Pappenhausen, you've just got to have pulled that trigger by now. There's too many good fullbacks, right?
Yeah, correct.
It's just not...
There's no point in saving. Exactly. I don't know what value Pappenhausen is at the moment, but yeah, having that sort of cash sitting on your sideline, you're better off utilizing it for a Turbo or Clint Gutherson or, you know, one up left field, AJ Brimson, essentially, as well.
had a good week this week indeed. But yeah, I guess the bigger thing now is super coaching for round 13. Does it throw some buy planning into disarray? So obviously Grant, that means Marnie might be a go for that Queensland hooking spot, and Pappenhausen, the bench utility spot is now open. So who fills that? Is it a Cody Walker? Is it a Clint Gutherson? I guess we won't know for another week or so, but geez, you'd be stinging if you had a Gutho or someone like I, like, or somebody like that that I do, and you're hoping that they're holding firm for 13. But a long time in rugby league the week. Otherwise, HIAs for a few players, Frank Molo, Cody Ramsey. Talked about him on the Wednesday pod. Thought he was a decent value prop this week, but unfortunately his night was called off early. Jaden Hunt and Max Fiangai for the Dragons as well. Didn't get a clean bill of health coming out of there. So nothing else I could see outside. Did you pick up any other injuries outside of that, Laker?
No, I don't think so, Justin. I think what you've just gone through there seemed to be what has happened.
It's too short. It's always too short.
Probably more people getting players getting suspended, and who's going to be missing weeks, I think.
Well, let's get into that. So obviously, top of the pops, Victor Radley, 4 to 6 weeks. Did you watch this game? Incredible.
Yeah, I did watch the game. Yeah, I feel a bit sorry for Victor the Inflictor. Yeah, I love the way he goes about playing a game, and yeah, clearly there has to be some change in his sort of technique. But you know, maybe the last tackle he got reported on, maybe I don't think he should have been reported, but that's, I guess, you know, it's hearsay. But yeah, it's going to cause a lot of talk this week, I think, on, you know, the 360 of the world and other talkback radio stations, Justin.
4 to 6 weeks. It's a bit of a stinger because a lot of, I know Rob Sutherland, Daily Telegraph, was pretty high on him this week. He brought him in and unfortunately saw him bin twice and his own Roosters, beloved Roosters, go down. So speaking of them, Angus Crichton, this one's a bit of a painful one for owners, but 2 weeks, even if he pleads guilty. So that's a stinger. So it means his origin spot is gone if he takes that early guilty plea. So we'll need to contest that if he wants to play Origin 1. A few others, Chris Smith, Dogs, 1 to 2 weeks. Sione Katoa, Dogs, 1 to 2 weeks. They cannot take a trick. Broncos had a big win, but a couple of guys that will be sitting out. Tyson Gamble, 1 to 2 weeks. This bloke's an absolute clown. Gets himself binned in the final minute of the game. Scores 19 points and now sits out for, you know, a week with an early guilty plea. I guess the good thing is, if you own him like I do, that means he can't possibly get suspended next week because he's not playing. So he should, touch wood, play round 13. So that's all we need him for. Lodge, he's gone for a week. Maween Hirotti, 1 to 2 weeks. Stoogs, 1 week. And I was surprised. Did you know Josh Stoogs has never been suspended?
No, I did not know that statistic. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, there you go. He had a discount for 7 years without a charge. So there you go, Dukes. Off the field, he might be a bit of a loose cannon, but on, he seems to keep his cool. Josh Kerr for the Dragons, 1 to 2 weeks. Taumalolo, 1 to 2 weeks as well. Not a good night for him, clipping him high. And Lachlan Burr, 1 to 2 weeks. So I thought those charges were pretty fair. Obviously, Victor Radley's will be much talked about. So interested to see what comes out of today's games, because the Parra Manly game was pretty fiery. So it could be some Monday news coming in. But
there was, I think, 4 people in total set sin-binned in that game.
Yeah, not a quiet evening for the bunker or the referee. So I thought they did pretty well. It was a great game in the end to finish off, cream rising to the top. Alrighty, like, let's take a quick break and then come back and do the round by, or the game by games.
Sure, Justin.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What a way to start. Cowboys 36, getting the job done just over the Knights 20. Obviously, much talked about was the Taumalolo and Lachlan Burr simultaneous sin binnings almost, but we did hold firm. The Cowboys yeehard to live another day. Big game for Murray Talagi. I thought he's been going from strength to strength. 145, courtesy of three tries, and a lot of them were set up by Big Val, Valentine Holmes. If you look through the Cowboys, this is probably not a whole lot of Supercoach relevance there, but Val Holmes, geez, I haven't owned him all season. I'm starting to regret that because he's killing it at fullback these days.
Yeah, he's taken a little while to come good, but yeah, in the last probably month, he's been playing some really good football, Justin. So yeah, he's someone to potentially bring into your squad for the later part of this season.
Yeah, it's good. You can get him at centre wing as well. So, I mean, that's handy enough because fullback is an absolute logjam. But, you know, a try, two assists, four goals, six line break assists. Jeez, we were carving him up. And he actually got a few upgrades. So a lot of owners thought he might be getting one or two of those stripped away. He got a few added. So the new unicorn, as he were this week. Other one for the Cows, Taumalolo, as we said, 42 points and a sin bin. So he's gone for at least a week as well. So was a round 14 onwards sort of target there. But, I mean, I guess it brings him back to the pack. As a Cowboys fan, have you enjoyed what you see from him coming back from his two hand injuries?
Yeah, he obviously got up for the Broncos game, and I think that's when he posted just a ton score, and he looked really, really good. But and his obviously minutes were a lot higher than what he had been playing prior to doing his breaking his finger. So he's definitely on the watch list for me. But I honestly couldn't tell you what his minutes were in the game.
He had an hour, so he actually played a pretty decent stint because I guess he had that 10-minute break, you know, involuntarily, but he had a 10-minute break midway through the first half. So he actually got an hour out, which is pretty handy, and he was okay.
He's definitely a player to definitely watch, definitely.
A couple of the Knights that I still own, I played all three of these guys, Barnett, Watson, and Brayley, easy, all 44s. So 42 minutes for Barnett, 41 for Watson. So not a huge time on the field. It seems to be Lachlan Fitzgibbon, who almost turned up 93. He's the one that's come back in and stolen all the limelight from him. I'm not enjoying it. Do you own those, I guess, Brayley, but do you own Barnett and Watson?
Yeah, I own Connor Watson. I had to play him this week. So that was part of, yeah, I had to bring him into the starting 13 because I hadn't done the grant to Braden Smith trade.
On the beers, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, so, but I don't like Newcastle as a team, and especially when Ponga's not playing, that they look terrible. So I know a lot of people started with Mitch Barnett initially, and I never did. So, which probably, yeah, you know, probably cost me some points there and some cash because I think he went up a little bit. But at the moment, they're just really stinking it up, and I don't like Braden Best. Braden Best, he's not doing, you know, much at all, and he's now injured. So he's, yeah, they're not a great team to watch on the eye either.
No. Poor old Lakey's got to cop it every Wednesday. But, yeah, he's Mitch Barnett, he had one goal kick and then gave it back to Phoenix Crossland when he was off the field, who shanked him. So, I don't know. That's sort of Barnett's. That was his big saving grace when Ponga wasn't there. When Ponga's back, he takes the goal kicking. So, you know, I'm holding Barnett on till round 13. It looks pretty easy trade on after that. Only other one for this game that I had down was Jarvid Bowen. He was a pretty popular cheapie. I think fourth or fifth most traded in player, and he got a 28. So kept getting cut out by Big Val. Going straight to Talangi, that was paying dividends. And poor old Jarvid was caught in the middle. So unfortunate, but he will still make some money for you. Anything else from this fantastic Cowboys win, mate?
No, it's good to see them have a win at home and for the fans. And, bring on next week.
Next week it will be these guys here, the Warriors, 30, getting the job done over the Tigers, 26, just. Pretty entertaining game, a lot of enterprising attacking play from both sides. Unfortunately, the Tigers just fell short. For the Warriors, all the talk, obviously Reece Walsh coming his way, 128 points, promoted to the starting fullback spot. So RTS is not fallen on his sword, but he's very kindly gone to the coach and said, give this guy the fullback spot. He is a gun and I'm leaving. Good to see some selflessness in the Warriors pack, and it's paid dividends. So 128, he was on fire, this kid. Why did the Broncos give him away?
I do not know. I don't know why they gave away Sam Walker as well. Don't know who else they've given away, but geez, he looks such an exciting prospect. And yeah, too. RTS's credit, you know, the just goes to show what kind of guy he is. Just say, yeah, I'm going to play on the wing. He needs game time, and they just look a different team when Reece Walsh is there.
Certainly do. Even last week when he turned up against Parramatta, it was his injection off the bench that ultimately sparked them to what was almost a good comeback. But, yeah, again, Walsh just had the ball on a string, so scored a try of his own, set up a few. He's going from strength to strength. Unfortunately for Supercoach, only available at fullback. So if you wanted to downgrade someone a while ago, he's now made 130K, will make more cash, obviously, this week with a negative 31 break even. So, again, he's absolutely flying. So Warriors fans will be delighted to see the future arriving now. For the other guys in that side, Tohu Harris, he was probably the main one here. 71 points, just keeps chugging along. He's just a model of consistency in that second row spot. Another 80-minute game for him as well. Moving on to the Tigers, pretty disastrous one for a lot of their cheapies. So Sean Blore, 8 points. Simpkin, 8 points from him. And Jacob Little, he got an hour of game time but only could get 39 points. So not great returns from any of those guys. The one I want to see is Stefano Toikamana, but he's not there. So do you own these guys, hoping for a decent round 13 showing?
I don't own any of them, no. I sold Ukukumano 2 weeks ago, upgraded him to Payne Haas. So, that's when he was he wasn't getting named in the squad. So, the only player, there's two players I think that obviously everyone talks about is Dewey. I don't think he scored that well over the weekend.
No, you got upgraded to 45. Right. Sitting on about 36. Handy enough, but again, yeah, wasn't involved, was he?
No, not at all. And Nofo played, he got 66, which is quite solid. So, which is good. He's someone obviously potentially to look at as if you could get him in before round 13 because he plays before the bye. But Tigers.
Dane Laurie as well.
Yeah.
Dane Laurie killed it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's justified. I nearly the Friday night beers to save me. He was on the chopping block this week, so I'm glad I can keep him till 13. Plays the bye.
Weird old season from him. He's 60-odd at the start of the season, 70 there, and then 119, and then, sandwiching that, there's just scores of 30s and 20s. So, we can see the game he's got. He just looks a lethal player, but I think the side around him are sort of letting him down. Not a lot of go forward, but, geez, when he's on, it looks like he could potentially be a decent hold in that spot to play on matchups if you can so afford it. But, Dane Laurie, Nofo, good to see some nice upgrades from them. Anyone else in this game for you, mate?
I own Tohu Harris, so it was good to see him just pull out base again. So he's just, someone playing Supercoach doesn't have him, you'd be looking at putting him into your side, guaranteed just 70, 80 points a game.
That's exactly right. He just goes so big all the time. Like when he scores a try, which he's done a couple of times this year as well, pushes him up, that gets that ceiling up. But for now, anyway, he's just an absolute rock. So good on anyone like yourself that's got him in. Only other one that caught my eye just now is Ben Murdoch-Masilla. Brought him in a draft in two leagues, and he got 13 points, courtesy of a sin bin. So there you go. Was it a send-off? I think, no, a sin bin. So, yeah, not good news for BMM owners.
He played well last week.
I've just gonged you before we moved. He did. Don't worry, mate. We're not a professional podcast here. He did go pretty well. That's why I brought him in, and then he was scoring tries and whatever. But, you know, that's such is the nature of 2021 midway through the season rugby league, that all it is the referee's whistle might be a make or break Supercoach play. Sharks and Dragons, this one was a bit of I don't have many superlatives for this one, but it was a game. So Sharks getting the job done. Our boy, the future premiership winning Cowboy, Chad Townsend, getting the job done. 13-12. Not really much going on Supercoach wise for the Sharks. For the Dragons, a couple of players had my eye on. Cody Ramsey was one of them mentioned at the top. He copped a pretty bad HIA that led to a sin bin as well. Surprise, surprise, he didn't make it back onto the field for the second half. Looked okay. Yeah, coincidentally for him, that HIA came when he made a pretty good break, so broke a few tackles and looked okay at fullback. But fortunately, his night came to an end pretty early. Max Fionai for the Dragons scored a couple of tries, might make a little bit of cash, had a 7 or an 8 in the week leading up to this, so could be a handy enough downgrade option for that round 13 centre wing spot. But really, other than that, Lake, is there anything you want to continue talking about with this game?
No, I don't personally hold any players, any St. George players or Sharks players in my Supercoach team. So I watched highlights of the game, and yeah, it looked quite dour. Wouldn't have been good to watch 80 minutes of that game.
No, shortest ever highlight reel for the NRL. The video guys would have loved it. Titans and the Dogs, another interesting game, 30-20. The Titans getting the job done at home. Not comfortably. It was a very uncomfortable win for them. I thought they got off to a flyer and then let the Dogs straight back in. But for the Dogs, Luke Thompson, he has been, speaking of like a Tohu Harris kind of type, probably not maybe 5 or 10 points shy, but still doing a job, 65 average leading into this game. Scored a try, nearly tunned up, potentially will with updates. Have you liked what you've seen from him?
Yeah, definitely, and especially Saturday's game, he scored the try and nearly got, yeah, he might turn up with updates, and he's a definite, you know, he'd probably potentially be the only Bulldog that you could consider bringing into your team because, yeah, he just has solid base stats every week.
Not only does he look like Aiden Tolman, but he's playing in that sort of role, although he has a bit more of an attacking flair. But again, he, like Tolman, might be the only Dog that you want in that side, because the rest of them not fantastic. Titans, though, do have a bit of love in the Supercoach world. Obviously no Fifita and no Tyron Peachy for this game, which stung me as a Peachy owner a little bit. But for them, Fotuaika, who should play Origin, 109 points. That was pretty handy effort. Tino for Asua Malawi. I binned him in week 4, I think, of his 4-week suspension. He's rewarded anyone that's held on with a 91. Thought he looked pretty good. Should bode well for Origin owners. Got to say, though, if you did hold on to him, he 431K. He had a break-even of 55 this week and scored a 90+. Does that mean, I mean, if you've held on this long, are you just holding season?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. Unless he has an injury or gets suspended with the new tackling rules. But, yeah, he's definitely fallen in price. He's a fallen gun, you could say.
431K, so he's shed 70K off his starting price. That will go up. Still got 20% ownership, so some of that might be some dead teams. But for now, anyway, decent-sized ownership. Brian Kelly, I do own him. I think he was the one player I had in this game here, 83. So set up a couple of tries, one with a pretty handy flick pass, got the ball, not in open space. He was contained relatively well, but still thought it was a nice game from Brian Kelly. AJ, you said at the top as well, another fullback option. That's just, it's bloody, like, just absolute flooding of Supercoach points coming through from these fullbacks this day and age. But AJ, is he going to play Origin? Like, I hadn't really thought about it, but is he our bench utility?
He could be JT, yeah. Yeah, you think he'd be picked, yeah. I would think speed.
Got it all. One of the incumbents as well. I mean, that might hold him in good stead. I asked that just because Dylan Edwards was scratched out of today's game. Matt Dufty is gone as well, maybe for the next couple of weeks for the Dragons. So I'm just trying to think of backup fullback options for that round 13 week. So it's obviously a pretty profitable spot this year. So I wonder if an AJ Brimson play hasn't set the world on fire so far this season. Three-round average of 73 is finding a little bit of form. But, yeah, I don't know, maybe AJ, if he doesn't make the Origin side, might be worth a shout. But he was decent in this game anyway. Just having a look, not much really else doing for this one here. Again, probably a game a lot of people want to move on from. Anything else from you for this?
No, it's just, you know, the Titans don't seem to have any issues scoring points. Defensively, they leak a lot. But, yeah, Tino would be someone to look at. I'm still holding Fifita. I haven't sold him. So, hopefully that works out well for me next week. And hope that a lot of people sold him previously.
I was telling you off air, mate, I would not want to be coming up against you with a guy like Dave Fifita in just for, I guess, 1 week only before you might move him on. But, geez, it could be a brutal week if he gets going, and he might be a little bit fiery. So we'll have to watch the tackling. But,
yes.
Geez, it's going to be an interesting watch for non-owners. Everyone's joining me now. I had to ride the wave by myself. I was the non-owner, the seemingly only non-owner of Dave Fifita basically all year. So some people have joined me since a couple of weeks ago, so I look forward to joining everyone else on the death ride train. Roosters shock loss to the Broncos 16-34. Really don't know what to make of this game, whether it was the referees' involvement, whether the Broncos were just marginally better than they have been. You had Albert Kelly in there. It was a strange old night. Roosters got down early, and then they came back, and then the Broncos just went home with it. What did you make of this one?
Yeah, it was an interesting game to watch. It's somewhat frustrating if you've got a few Roosters players, and I had Teddy named as captain, and initially he wasn't doing so well, and then in the space of 10 minutes he scored 90 points. So and then went quiet for the second half. It's just a strange game. I sort of can't believe that the Roosters lost that game against Brisbane and a team that has Albert Kelly in their side.
Mm.
And Dale Copley. I don't know how these players are actually getting a start.
The Mead, Copley, Kelly trifecta in the back line there. It's done wonders for the Broncos. They've found their formula. Good on you, Broncos fans. You deserve a win, I guess, every now and again. As you said, Roosters, well, a few of them went pretty ballistic in the first half and then went to absolute shit afterwards. So Angus Crichton, 97, scored a try. Tedesco, I think nearly all 93 of his points were set up in about maybe 10, 15 minutes that burst in the first half where he was setting tries up for fun and then did nothing in the second half. Strange old game from him. Sitili Tupanua, unfortunate HIA midway, cut his minutes back a little bit, but 88 points, three line breaks. He was carving the Broncos up. That's the strangest thing, because the Roosters got on this roll. They looked unstoppable. And then I think the turning point almost of the game was that Sam Walker, who, flopper of the week, 13 points, threw an intercept to David Mead. 500-year-old David Mead, who went and scored the length of the field try. Like, that to me was, turning point and ultimately what won them the game.
Yeah, he threw one of those magic no-look 20-meter cutout balls that finally landed in the hands to the other team. And I think he threw another one late in the game and they scored at the death as well, I think. So he had an absolute shocker, Sam Walker. So,
against the old club too, it's got a sting, particularly given all the talk coming into this game about how the Broncos let him go and all that. But anyway, that'll happen for a young kid. Another young kid on debut here, obviously much talked about as they like to do, but Joseph Suaalii, 41 points from him, a line break in that game. Good to see him finally on the park. Thought he was relatively well contained, did look like he's got flashes of brilliance in him. That goes without saying. But, I guess a quiet start to his career. What did you make of him?
Yeah, same sentiment as you, JT. I was surprised looking at the score. He scored 41 and I didn't think he did really anything for the whole game. So I was like, okay, well, he might be someone that you might want to downgrade. If he's definitely going to probably play over the Origin period. potentially. So he'd be someone that you could free up cash and for your side to bring, to definitely bring in. But he didn't look out of place in first grade. He's a big lad.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a lump of the lad. 41 points. And yeah, I mean, I guess if you've got him at the start as well, a lot of people went early on him basically from round one. I think he's got 32% ownership. So a lot of people own him already. So saving the trade for them. The only other one I've got for the Roosters, Matta Kavalu. He was relatively well traded in this week, 26 points. Could have had that ball from Sam Walker, but obviously went to David Mead's hands instead. For the Bronx, Tevita Pangai, he was well involved in the whole Victor Radley saga, copped a high shot that saw Radley sent or binned and set up a try early. He was pushing and shoving. He was getting fired up. I thought for sure Pangai's going to the bin, but managed a miracle and stayed on the field. So good for owners. Good to see 85 points in 80 minutes. Tyson Gamble, the other one we mentioned, got himself bloody binned with 30 seconds to go. That's just, it's classic, classic super coach sort of stuff there. Hopefully no one out there had to play him, but geez, he's not doing his cash value prospects much good. Payne Haas, your boy, I guess, 61 points and I guess doing a job. Steady enough out there. I think he played an hour of game time. Not offloading or busting like he used to, but you're taking those scores?
Yeah, he's consistently putting those 50, 60, 70 point games ahead every week, mate. Yeah, I would hope that he. It's funny. His minutes seem less. I don't know why. Kevy doesn't play him longer. He seems to play Matt Lodge longer. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong there. But Payne Haas has got an engine, so he should be playing. I believe 70 to 80 minutes a game, but he's just a really solid front rower to have in your side, I think. Yeah, you'll lose him for Origin, but come the back end, you probably want him in your side.
I think so, mate. I think a lot of people will end up with him in their side anyway, just for the consistency in front row, which hasn't been a pretty high-scoring position unless you're Isaiah Papali'i. But a guy like Payne Haas is doing his job and may get some upgrades there. Any other last words for this one, mate?
No. Hopefully it might be the Broncos' last win for the season.
Would absolutely love that. Shout out all our Broncos fans. You'll remain on this pod for a long time with that sort of attitude. Like, I love it. Raiders not getting the job done. They got the job handed to them by the Storm, 34-10 at home. They fell away. They led 10-0 and gave that up. So classic Raiders 2021 game here. Nico Hines, I guess our boy for this week. He was the only trade I made. I flicked Fergo to him.
Well done.
And, yeah, thank you. One of my only good calls for this year. 115 and potential updates as well. Cruise to it because he didn't score and he didn't score last week either. He's turning up, just basically handing balls off on the try line and kicking goals. Like, how good is this kid?
Yeah, he's exceptional talent. And I'm staggered why no team have signed him up, you know, are looking at him, you know. Broncos, you know, should be looking, but, you know, obviously it's been well documented last week that they've potentially, you know, definitely looking at him, but it's crazy to think no one has signed him.
I was just going to say the way he just took control of this game and led the side around the park, obviously inexperienced halves pairing, Cooper Johns and Chris Smith, I think his name is, for the Storm. So they needed someone to step up in that back line and just thought the maturity he played with, it's pretty unreal. And it goes to show how good this production line of the Storms is because he's, what, third choice fullback after Pappy and maybe Munster there. So, you know, gun player and gun super coach, and he's gone from strength to strength. What a player to have for our buys.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And, it's a bit interesting to see what happens with, his contract for next season, whether he will be loyal and stay with the Storm and only expect to be an interchange player. But he did no harm with his value after last night's game, running basically controlling the whole game and controlling the whole team around the park. Like, he's someone that any team would want in your side.
Yeah, you look around at some of the other teams in the competition and who they might be running around, and a guy like Nico Hines would walk in to a lot a lot of sides. Brandon Smith, another, you fucking nailed the trades, mate. Nico and Brandon, 106 points, 3 try assists, couple of questionable, thought, flat passes, but, you know, they go down in the score sheet nonetheless. Definitely showing his worth while Harry Grant's on the sideline. So great news for any owners because he's going to play his preferred hooking position. So we'll play there over the buys no matter what with Grant. So good to see. And I guess, have you got him in at second row or is he a hooker for you?
He's hooker. So, yeah, he'll probably, Braden will start me for each week. And I've just got Connor Watson sitting there that can play reserve. So, yeah, it was just unfortunate. I brought in Grant, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then, you know, the next day he was ruled out of the game, and I was like, oh, what a waste of a trade. And then it's just gotten worse. So he's Harry Grant's probably been my worst trade this year.
Bit of bad luck there, but Harry Grant was killing it. But, you know, at least you turned it around. You swallow the pride, and you just have to move him on sometimes rather than holding on. But no, well done to any Smith and Hines owners after this week. CHN for the Raiders, he was one I had my eye on because I own him. 61 points, a couple of offloads, late junky sort of offloads. He's done okay. Again in 80 minutes, which is handy. Bailey Simonson, not ideal after scoring the opening try, 41. And Josh Adokar, it's absolute just peak. It's the story of his Supercoach career. He goes ballistic in a couple of weeks, catches the eye, and then scores 12. So unfortunately just unsighted. So anyone that might have gone, you know, with him, even with Origin in mind, it wasn't a great night out for him. Anything else, mate, before we move on?
I guess not from the game, but I guess for our Cowboys fans, it'd be good if the Cowboys can sign Finucane for next season.
Yeah, he's been talked about. I think he wants to, you know, he's in the maybe twilight of his career, wants a big money deal to see himself out. So I wouldn't be surprised. Could fit that Dallas Johnson mold coming out of the Storm. We did sign him a few seasons ago, firm the defensive lineup. I think he'd be, you know, the kind of player that a lot of sides would want. Whether or not you want to break the bank for him remains to be seen. But, yeah, good stuff. Origin player for Finucane. Pretty shock result here in the end. 56 Panthers getting the job done over the Rabbitohs 12. So I didn't see this one coming at all. I know the Penrith have been absolutely killing it, but geez, I thought the Rabbitohs would have a little bit more fight in them, but such is the way Penrith are playing this year. Every popular Panther except Jerome Luai, 36, Staines, 12, and James Fisher-Harris, 48, all, of course, before updates, did well. So if you look down the list, as we said, top of the list so far this round, Nathan Cleary, 176, all the stats that you wanted to see out of him. Matt Burton, again, shocker of the week, 124. Brian Toe, this killed me. I don't own him. Do you own him?
Yeah, I own Brian Toe. Had him since round two after his first game. So, yeah.
That's why you're 10,000 spots higher than me, mate.
he's unbelievable.
Certainly is. He had an early try assist and then finished with a try in the corner. Obviously killed me as a non-owner there. But even without it, like just the runs he does and the busts and the offloads and everything, he's just so strong. And I think, unfortunately for owners, he's seeing himself pretty comfortably into a Blues jersey, which is his only downside, I guess. But, I mean, are you resigned to sort of losing him for that 13, Reek?
Yeah, definitely. I think he would be a lock for New South Wales, and yeah, I'll have to play shit Staines. He has one good week. as my best mates say, they call him, that's his nickname. So, you know, but saying that, he never saw any ball today, whereas in Magic Round last week, the ball was going his way all the time. So it seems every alternate weeks, they change the direction of the flow of the ball and they go one way. So, but anyway, we just have to cop the low hit again with Charlie, but his value will go up. He had a low break even, so hopefully he won't be too much. I can sell him in a few weeks' time and have put him as an upgrade.
Yeah, I've definitely got an eye on moving him on after 13. Obviously, big, as you said, big break even, negative 40-something. And 12 points, I guess it'll get him there, but, geez, not a good watch. I cannot pick the guy. I mean, I think I've got a high score of maybe 40 or 50 out of him so far this year every time I've played him, and I think I've sat him for all his bloody, all those big scores. But anyway, that's just Supercoach, isn't it? How fun a game. Yeah, how fun a game we spend our weekends doing.
I He's been a starter in my centre wing spot all season so far.
You've ridden the many lows and somewhat highs. good roller coaster. Elsewhere for them, as we mentioned, Fisher Harris, he had 49, I think, minutes. He was okay out there, a couple of offloads late. Kurt Capewell, early try for him. Good for anyone that's still holding firm. He will play Origin for the Maroons, so will not be there for 13, but a good try from him, and it boosted his score to a nice 71. Conversely for the Rabbitohs, their top scorer was Josh Mansell with 48. Not a good return to face his old club in this one, fortunately. But the real surprise, Damien Cook, he has fallen so far away, and maybe not just in Supercoach parlance, but also in NRL. He had a couple of weirdly un-Cook-like errors today. I don't know if you saw this game, but yeah, just spilled the ball cold late in the piece and then just knocked on from dummy half. Yeah. I don't know what to make of him.
Yeah, he seems way out of form, and he's not running the ball from dummy half like he would. That's his characteristic and style, to give the bunnies go forward. I don't think he ran the ball at all today from dummy half. And I actually had him in my side at the start of the season, and it was only like 3-4 weeks ago I made the decision to cut a gun, and which went against the grain of what you'll think about in Supercoach terms, and I did my dough on him, and I'm glad I've made that decision to get rid of him, because he's so far away from his best form right now. I know he'll probably still be picked for Origin, but New South Wales could, I don't know who could play for them in New South Wales, but geez, he's not going great at all.
41 points here. Forced dropout, I think, is only other stat outside of tackling. So, geez, not a good return from Cook. Maybe we'll look at him in the run home if the Bunnies start to find a little bit more form. But, geez, yeah, he'll need a break over that Origin period, I reckon. Cody Walker saved himself with a late try, a bit of a solo effort, bumped up a few tackles and scored, but otherwise, again, just unsighted. So Cody's thankfully got over for that try, because otherwise it was a shocking score coming up. Anything else from this one before we go to the last game of the round?
Oh, mate, the Panthers are just, what's that, 11 in a row?
When's it going to end? Grand final, maybe.
Yeah, they'll just go. I think that you could say they could go undefeated the whole year and win the grand. They're just streets ahead of everyone else right now, and have been for, whole season so far. It's really impressive to watch, actually.
Dogs, Tigers, Sharks before they face the Roosters in round 15. So, could just be almost, what are we looking at, 14 and 15 in a row. Far out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, I'll save it for the end, boys. Final game of the round. It was a bit of a cracker, and probably the only cracker of the round. But Eels going down to Manly at home. Obviously an emotional day with the passing of Bob Fulton. Had the Manly boys up for this one well and truly. And front and centre of that, as we always expect, Tommy Turbo, 155 points before updates, 2 try assists, 3 line break assists, 2 offloads. I think it was 4 actually, 4 line break assists, 2 offloads, and 2 line breaks. So just, again, all the stats. I didn't like captaining him for the last game here, but I thought daytime game, Tommy Turbo just in such good form. He's been tonning up left, right, and centre. Back the call, and it's thankfully paid off. But I presume, do you own him?
Yeah, I did own him. I sold when Pappy went down. I bought in Tommy, and I was nervous. I've had him in previous seasons, and he's done his hamstring. So I was like, oh God, here we go. But he's as I think we said off air or at the start of the pod, that him watching him and Cleary at it, and seeing Tommy in full flight, like, is just unbelievable. And him and that side just changes Manly, and they're on fire at the moment. And my best mate, he's an ex-Townsvillian, Sam Lang, he was up and about because he's a Manly supporter, so he's loving it right now. He's crying.
Oh, no wonder they've kicked him out of Townsville, mate, if that's who his NRL allegiances lie with. Shout out, Sam. Good on you, buddy. Up the Manly. I think they're into fifth or sixth, so they're flying up the ladder. And, like, imagine this side. You watched it at the start of the season, how bad they were without Tommy Turbo. Like, they were diabolical. We were saying, like, Bulldogs and Manly would be the absolute shitfest game for the ages.
Wouldn't they were talked about as being wooden spooners. They were 0-4, and they've just turned it all around. Like, it's amazing. And yeah, that was their best game that I've seen in a long time played by Manly. It was really
certainly was. All the attitude, all the right stuff coming out from them. As we mentioned, Ruben Garrick, he was shocker of the week, as well as Matt Burton, 126, courtesy of a couple of tries there. Elsewhere, not much doing in terms of super coach, but I guess Josh Schuster for Manly, he'd be one that's high up on the list for a lot of people still, if you've still got him. 59, I think he had 3 try contributions. So if the stats guys are nice, they might take some away from Tommy Turbo, as much as I hope they don't. But Josh Schuster, he was one of the best players out on that field. And I think he's played something like, is it 10 games? I don't think it's even maybe that high. But the way he's settled in, particularly with that Turbo combination, obviously a 5'8 by trade, I think, but when they're playing him at second row, he's scoring pretty handily. So I don't know if you're lucky enough to, I guess, still hold him, but you'll take a 60 every day of the week, being at 5'8.
I hold him, and I believe and think he's a hold for the remainder of the season. He's that good, and he's a very solid player. And, you know, to think he's only 20 and he has silky hands and he's Manly have got a really great player there.
Certainly do, and I'm very much regretting trading out him to Tyson Gamble 2 weeks ago. That's what you get for chasing cash and a Bronco. I deserve that. I deserve every bit of that. For Parramatta, Clint Gutherson, 85, courtesy of a couple of line break assists and a try of his own, fed the ball from Isaiah Papali'i on the line. Offload try assist for Papali'i, 77 points. So interestingly enough, he, Papali'i and Madison copped a bit of time off the field. So they got rotated through. Bryce Cartwright came on, stunk it up. And then they got pretty much brought immediately back on. But, not good stuff for anyone that owns both of them. I think we want to see them playing 80. Yeah. But it might just be the way forward.
Yeah, it started, I noticed being at the game last week, Papali'i, he only played like 55 or 60 minutes last week. And he was one that I thought about trading out. He had a high break even. But I was like, oh, no, I'll just keep him in the front row. He has the dual position, and I'll just stick true for a little while and cop the money hit and not trade him out, because trades are obviously going to be precious soon. So
I think that's the play. Hey? I think he looks just every bit a season-long keeper, particularly in that front row spot. I think he's just – they've found a good one there. I don't know where this burst of form has come from, but well done to the Parramatta for getting it out of him. But, yeah, probably one of the few shining lights for Parramatta, because they were pretty ordinary. Notably Mitch Moses, flat-track bully himself, 27 points. And, not great return from him. I know he's caught a few people's eye, given he's 520K, had a – pretty good run coming in, 5-round average of 76, but he went absolutely missing in this game here, so I wouldn't be pinning my hopes on him. I've actually got a stake bet. Maybe I'll ask you how do you reckon this one will go, but I've got a stake bet with Lakey on the usual Wednesday pods that says Mitch Moses won't score more than 60 in the bye round. I reckon he'll go under. What do you reckon?
Who they play?
Oh, it doesn't matter, mate. He's going under.
He's
got the Knights. He's got the Knights.
I don't really rate him as a player. They talk about him, he's a gun halfback, but okay, compare him to a Cleary. Like, there's no comparison. It's chalk and cheese. So yeah, I think your stake bet looks good, mate. Yeah, order the I feel it or the most expensive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the finest tavern in Ipswich, because I think he and I are going out to the Ipswich Cup races together in June, so maybe we'll have a post-evening steak if we're still standing. So look forward to that one.
No.
Finally, Fergo, my boy, they traded out 32. Good to see he didn't get over the line late, almost scored, but got bundled into touch. But, other than that, anything else from this game, Lakey?
No, just a really top win by Manly, and, they're looking great. Just a shout-out to Brad Parker, he's very underrated. I probably would never buy him for Supercoach, but geez, he's an underrated footballer.
Puts his body on the line, doesn't he? I think he's in that try he scored today as well. Somehow miracle pickup. Bit of controversy about it, but all given the green lights. So, yeah, well done, Brad. Good to see another Ranger, Ranger Beard in the side there doing his job. That brings us to the end of a round 11 pod. It's the first wrap we've had in quite a while. So glad to be back, actually, mate. I'm glad you've been on the pod. It's great to give back to, I guess, you guys that so loyally listen to us despite our ramblings and rantings and basic unprofessionalism.
Oh, I love the ranting and all your knowledge and the banter that goes on between you and the boys. And, yeah, I was super excited to be on tonight. And, I love listening to the pod. A couple of times a week when you guys do the Sunday, and then obviously you do the Tuesday team lists, and it's fantastic. And you guys are a wealth of knowledge, and keep on doing it.
Love it, mate. Absolutely love that. All the best to you in your run to the top 1K. It sounds like at least you'll be there. Should Monday updates go your way? It sounds like they certainly will. And all the best for the rest of the year, mate. I'm sure we will hear from you if you are in the 1K. So best of luck, mate, and up the effing Cowboys.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, go the Cows.
Give you your yeehaw to see this one out, mate. Best yeehaw. Here you go.
Yeehaw! Give your love to a cowboy man. He's gonna love you hard as he can. Give your love to a cowboy song, mate. Give your love to a cowboy man. He's gonna love you hard as he can. The sergeant at arms had a masculine charm.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.